The following is an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio, the voice of the pirate nation. This is Eastern North Carolina's longest-running sports radio call-in show. The Brian Bailey Show is on the air. The Brian Bailey Show on Pirate Radio is brought to you by
The Angus Grill, Bostick's Ugg Furniture, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Michelob Ultra, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.
And now, here's Brian Bailey.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome into our show. What a way to start your sports week, because this is one of the best sports weeks as far as they go, and sports months as far as March goes, with March Madness and all of the basketball. We've got our own March Madness in Winston-Salem coming up this week. It's the Final Four, if you will, for high school basketball in our state, and we've got three Pitt County teams that are headed to that Final Four. We're going to talk to their coaches during the next hour, get you set for some great basketball this week. Robert Duck, the head girls coach at South Central, will tip off, and then Larry Williford will follow that, the fine coach over at Farmville Central. He's a staple as far as the championships are concerned in North Carolina. And then Antoine Pittman, the head girls coach at North Pitt, will join us in the back half hour coming up on this edition of the Brian Bailey Show, and it all tips off for you right after this.
There's a common misbelief today that to make it further, you need to push yourself, that you need to give up any joy to continue your rigid routine. Or you could try another way. Take some time to enjoy life, like having a Michelob Ultra with friends, because happiness is essential to living an exceptional life. Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra, proudly distributed by Carolina Eagle Distributing since 1989.
This is your What's New update, brought to you by Greenville Auto World. What's new? Greenville Auto World has new owners and is part of the drivehernow.com team of dealerships. New owner Tommy Cook and his team have four dealerships with a fully stocked inventory, over 200 SUVs, trucks, cars, and over 50 lenders, and has financing for anybody. Get shopping today at drivehernow.com. Greenville Auto World, Highway 43 at Bell's Fork, across from Speedway. Pirates supporting pirates.
I'm Michael Vaughn with East Coast Grading and Utilities. Many of you know my dad, David Vaughn, and his work in putting in subdivisions all over Pirate Nation. But East Coast Grading and Utilities is not just for those type of big jobs. We're here for the homeowners. Whether it's concrete, driveways, hauling rock or sand, whatever you need, East Coast Grading and Utilities can get the job done. Call us at 252-531-7494 or check us out on Facebook at East Coast Grading and Utilities.
Attention athletes and fans, Tiebreakers is looking for all-stars. Do you know an athlete who made a game-winning play, scored an amazing touchdown, or hit a huge home run? We're scouting Eastern North Carolina for this month's most outstanding athlete. Go to tiebreakersathlete.com to nominate your favorite player for the prestigious Athlete of the Month Award. Tiebreakers, shining a light on the athletes that make Eastern North Carolina proud. Submit your nomination now at tiebreakersathlete.com.
Big news! DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th. It won't be long until you can bet on same-game parlays, money lines, and props right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook has the best features, including odds boost and live betting. They also have social betting groups where you can share your bets with friends in real time. You can bet on all kinds of sports, including college basketball, hockey, and so much more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and bet on your favorite sports once we go live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Coming to North Carolina on March 11th. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus. North Carolina only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Subject to regulatory licensing requirements. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
This is former ECU football player Bryce Williams, and you're listening to Pirate Radio, the voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, providing reliable utility solutions to the Greenville region since 1905. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back on this Monday. The high school basketball Final Four going on in Winston-Salem. We're going to preview the matchups for the Pitt County teams coming up. One of our area teams, Bertie, takes on Wilson Prep today at 4 o'clock in the 1A Men's Eastern Regional Final. So we'll keep an eye on that later on this afternoon, and we'll have that for you on the TV side coming up at 6:20 tonight. Bertie and Wilson Prep from Winston-Salem. Robert Duck is the head basketball coach at South Central for the ladies, and his ladies will take on Terry Sanford in the Eastern Regional Final coming up tomorrow afternoon, and that is a 6 o'clock start tomorrow evening for Terry Sanford in South Central. And Coach Duck joins us right now. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great season, but it's not over yet, is it?
No, sir. We're excited to be here. We're excited for the opportunity to play. I'm excited to be on here to talk to you today.
Let me ask you this to start off with, because I've heard different people talk about different things. And I know the North Carolina High School Athletic Association had to do something different because they had all kinds of issues last year. But, you know, do you like the format going to Winston-Salem? Because if you guys, you know, are able to win on Tuesday, then you have to go back up and play in the state finals for the weekend. I mean, do you like that idea, or is there another answer down the line?
I've never been through it with this format before, but I do know I like playing. I enjoy playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Every format they put out there, as long as South Central High School is participating in it, I think I'm going to like it a lot. I hope it's going to be good for the game. Only time will tell. I think we need to get behind it and give it a good try and see what can happen. I know some other school districts are getting their kids out early. They play at 2 o'clock. So I'm excited to see that there are other districts around in the West, especially that are allowing their student athletes time to get to those games. I'm excited to participate in it. It's the first time for all of us. So we're going to see how it goes.
What will your schedule be like on game day? Will you guys leave early that morning?
Yes, sir. We're going to plan on getting out of here pretty early. We're going to travel up. We'll do a shoot around at RJ Reynolds. And then we'll do a pregame meal, and then I'm going to get them over there in that environment a little sooner, because I want them to be able to soak it in and not be so in awe the first time they walk out of the locker room. So I know it's a big arena. It's a big environment for them. So I want them to get in there and watch a game or two before we play.
Do you think about trying to practice somewhere like a Minji's Coliseum, just to give them a little bit of a, you know, Minji's is not, you know, Lawrence Joel, but it is a bigger Coliseum.
Yes, sir. People over East, you've been very kind to us, and we're going to be traveling over there this afternoon to practice.
Okay, that's a great idea, because that gives them at least a little bit of a different, you know, idea of how it's going to be with the lights and just the depth factor and that thing. Do you believe in that as far as shooters? Do they struggle sometimes with that depth?
It's definitely different than shooting in a high school gym. There's a lot of room out there in the background and depth perception. So we plan on spending a lot of time running through some game plan, but more importantly, just spending time shooting the basketball over there and getting up and down that floor on that bright light. So we're excited. I'm glad that ECU has allowed us to come over there and they're working with us. And it should be a good experience for some of my girls, because I bet some of my girls have never been on that floor before. So I'm excited for the group. I'm excited for the program. I hope they do a really good job.
Robert Duck, South Central's head coach, joining us. His Falcons are 28-2, two losses on the season, one to Western Alamance, which you made up for in a big way the other night in that Eastern Regional semifinal, and then North Pitt, the other loss. And that's a team that's going to also play for a regional championship coming up this week. But when you look at your season as a whole, how pleased are you with how everything went all year long?
I'm very happy with this group. We've had a successful year. We got beat by North Pitt at North Pitt early on. The girls came back hungrier, more attention to details. They listened to the game plan really well, and they executed it on their home floor against North Pitt the second time. Western Alamance played a really good game the first time they came here in our MLK event, and they hit us in the mouth, and we never responded. And to be able to get that chance to play them again, to go to the Final Four on our home floor, it was something that we were ready for. It was another moment that I was very proud of these young ladies for stepping up and following the game plan and being unselfish and doing the little things that it takes to win. I think they're growing. They're sacrificing themselves for the greater good of the team. And when you start doing that, you start having a very special bunch.
I tell you, that was an outstanding game the other night, 52-44, South Central beating Western Alamance in that Eastern Regional semifinal. And that was a game, you know, you guys were in control most of the way. And then when you give up, you know, things tighten up in the fourth quarter. You know, sometimes teams can fold, but your girls certainly didn't. And they took the bull by the horn, and they just they played really well down the stretch.
Yeah, that was very impressive of them, especially since they are still a little young. And we got eight freshmen and sophomores and a junior, and then the rest of them are seniors. But for the most part, we're pretty young. So for them to respond in that type of way means that they're growing up a little bit. Now those sophomores are already in juniors, and their junior is already a senior. So hopefully we can continue to grow and continue to be unselfish, continue to play that Falcon basketball, and pick up another win in the Final Four against a really good Terry Sanford team at Wake Forest.
In that win over Western Alamance, key basket late by Jaden Boswell in the lane, and how she got the rebound through everybody and then put it back up off the glass, that was impressive, wasn't it?
Oh, no doubt. Jaden Boswell is point guard. She does a really good job for us. She's having a really good year. She's having a really good playoffs. I'm glad she's on my team, and she's very coachable, and we tell her to do something, and she's going, yes, sir, no, sir, and she's going to get out there and do it to the best of her ability, and that's all we can ask from the point guard.
When you look at your ball club, too, Brooklyn Evans is such a good player, double-double as far as averaging points and rebounds, and she's a key for you guys, isn't she?
Oh, no doubt, Brooke. She's a phenomenal athlete, two-sport star. She also plays volleyball, but she's having a heck of a basketball run here at South Central. This is 2 years. She's been starting for me. She's broken the single-game rebounding record here, and she's on her way to do very special things in this program.
Terry Sanford comes into this game at 25-5. What do you know about Terry Sanford?
They're an athletic bunch. They reminded me of ourselves a little bit when we look at them. They like to get up and down. They got good, really good guard play. They got good inside. They rebound the ball very well. So we're going to have to make sure that we do a good job of getting back in transition. And we've got to make sure we do a really good job of boxing out and rebounding. And I think if we can do those things, I think we have a chance to be successful tomorrow night.
Scouting report says that their number 12, Brianna Rowe, 13.9 points per game, 7.3 assists, 4.5 steals. So it looks like Terry Sanford goes through Brianna Rowe.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And she's a very good player. She's had a couple of triple-doubles this year. So she's not just one-dimensional. She's got a very high IQ. She knows where the ball is supposed to get to, and she gets the ball there. So, she will be a focal point of our defensive game plan, no doubt.
Robert Duck, the head basketball coach at South Central, his Falcons riding a 17-game winning streak into this Eastern Regional finale. It's the Final Four format going on at Winston-Salem coming up this week. Kind of a long trip for some of us in the East. I'm an old school coach. I like the old days when Menchie's Coliseum and J.H. Rose would host the regional semifinals and then the regional finals on the weekend, and then you had a whole week to prepare for the state finals. I just thought that was the perfect format. Obviously, they ran into problems trying to find sponsors in the East and sponsors in the West, and it got to be a little bit of a mess. And then they had everybody going down to Fayetteville, which was kind of difficult for some of us here, and so that's a little different too. But you know, whatever format they play, I'm sure you're just saying, I just want to be there and tell me what time we tip it off and we're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm an old school guy too now, Brian, because there's nothing better than being in ECU and Rose here when you play those regional games. Play that regional semifinal during the week in a neutral site, play that regional final in a neutral site, and then you get a week to prepare. Usually you go up on a Monday to a state championship press conference, eat some good food and do all that good stuff, and then come on back and take that week to prepare. But, hey, we're here. Something different, something new, and we're excited to be a part of it.
should be a lot of fun in Winston-Salem, that's for sure. It's going to be a big week of basketball. Four games each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then the state finals on Friday and Saturday, all week long. Should be a lot of fun. What's the key for your girls to knock off Terry Sanford and make it to that state championship game?
I think we got to sprint back and protect the paint. We got to keep those guards out of the paint. And then when we give them shots, we got to rebound at a very high level. I think if we do those two things, we're talented enough on the offensive end. We share the ball well enough to find the hot hand. We attack the basket. I think good things will happen. But we're going to stick to defense. We're going to hang our hat on the defensive end of the floor. And if we can get back in transition and we can keep them out of the paint and rebound that basketball at a high level, I think we got a great opportunity to move on.
There you go. Robert Duck, head coach at South Central. South Central's Falcons 28-2 on the season against Terry Sanford. Terry Sanford at 25-5. The game is Tuesday night, 6 o'clock in Winston-Salem. How has ticket sales been at your school? How many do you think you'll be taking to Winston-Salem?
Oh, I'm going to try to stay out of that. There's a lot going on at this time, especially with coaching. I'm trying to stick to the game plan and watch as much film and get ready for practice. The administration around here is going to handle that in. I know they're working on getting a bus with the students and so forth. So we hopefully have a good crew up there, and they're going to cheer loud for us.
There you go. We hope you have a good crew there as well, and we look forward to a great week of basketball. Robert Duck joining us. Coach, good luck to the Falcons coming up this week in Winston-Salem. Thanks so much for joining us, and have enjoyed watching your team play this year. They are a lot of fun to watch, very athletic, and they can put the ball in the basket, and we've enjoyed watching them, and we wish you the very best of luck coming up this week.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great day.
All right, Robert Duck, head basketball coach at South Central, joining us here on the Brian Bailey Show. With a commercial break right now, we'll hook up with Larry Williford. He's always around when you're talking state playoffs, and he's going to join us next from Farmville Central right after this.
We are talking with the legendary Greg Lasseter, champions of Greenville.com. And I say that because very few businesses last 10 years, 20 years. You're getting ready to celebrate your 40th year at Champions Health and Fitness.
This next coming July, we'll make 40 years. I started out in Aiden with three pieces of equipment and didn't even have a bathroom for people to use. So it's come a long ways.
Champions Health and Fitness, give the address and the phone number.
4190 Bayswater Drive, Winterville, North Carolina. Our phone number is 353-0544.
You can find Champions right behind the Fire Tower on Fire Tower Road. Champions Health and Fitness.
Big news! DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th. It won't be long until you can bet on same-game parlays, money lines, and props right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook has the best features, including odds boost and live betting. They also have social betting groups where you can share your bets with friends in real time. You can bet on all kinds of sports, including college basketball, hockey, and so much more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and bet on your favorite sports once we go live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Coming to North Carolina on March 11th. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus. North Carolina only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Subject to regulatory licensing requirements. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
The Angus Grill is your premier spot for the best burgers, cheesesteaks, and brisket sandwiches around. Join us for our unmatched variety of burger combinations. From the mushroom bacon Swiss burger to the jalapeno popper burger to the original Angus classic. Pair that burger with our amazing onion rings, tots, fries, or sweet potato fries. Angus Grill, with four amazing locations in eastern North Carolina, including Winterville near Pitt Community College, on Jarvis Street in uptown Greenville, and on Statensburg Road near the hospital. It's the best burger around, guaranteed.
This is Lane Hoover, and you're listening to Pirate Radio, the voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community owned, community powered. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show as we continue on the Eastern Regional Finals, the Western Regional Finals, all being held in Winston-Salem, Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum. this week. It all starts this afternoon, 2 o'clock start time for the 1A Women's Regional between East Bladen and East Columbus. And then at 4 o'clock, Wilson Prep takes on Bertie. Mountain Heritage plays Cherokee at 6 o'clock today. And then it's the South Stokes and Corbin Community game at 8 o'clock. The 1A's going at it on this Monday in Winston-Salem. The 2A's will go at it on Wednesday. And on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, it's Goldsboro and Farmville Central. Goldsboro at 27-3 and Farmville Central at 29-1 on the season. The only loss came to against Reedsville in the John Wall 76-66. Larry Williford, the great coach over at Farmville Central, joins us. And coach, this is old hat for you, but I saw your emotions the other night. It never gets easy, does it?
No, I mean, you're just, it's the emotional attachment that you have to your players. You know, I can't speak for any other coach other than myself, but this all starts with the players, and it's the relationships you develop with these teams and that bond, and you know how hard guys have worked, and guys are staying after and coming early, putting in work. You know, we always have a saying, you know, you got to work when no one's watching. And, you know, it's just amazing how hard some of these guys have put in time, and you see them, see it come, you know, like MJ Williams. MJ Williams has worked his butt off. And for him to do what he did Friday night, I was so happy for him.
Yeah, he went off on Friday night. The Farmville Central Jaguars advancing with that win on Friday. And when you think of Winston-Salem hosting this Final Four event, now you've been around so many years. You've played in Fayetteville. You played in Greenville. What do you think of the Final Four type of event that Winston-Salem's going to host this week? Are you a fan of it?
I'm excited. I mean, we're big on controlling what you can control. Like, we can't control where they tell us to play.
Right.
You know, it's about like back during COVID.
Yeah. Tell us where to go. When they gave you that great seating that one year.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It's different. We're very lucky, very fortunate that we've got guys like Alex Moy, Chris Rhodes, MJ Williams, and I can go down to Landon Barnes, that's played in the state championship game every year they've been here. And so it'll be a new experience for them. You know, they've been in Reynolds, they've been in Dean Dome. You know, we've tried to go out and play in different venues that are different than high school, playing in the Rocky Mount Civic Center this year. So, you know, it's different than playing in a high school gym. You know, obviously playing in the Glaxo or the John Wall, excuse me, that shows my age. I'm calling it the Glaxo Welcome. That's a big time environment. You cannot replicate those environments many times throughout a year. Friday night, though, replicated that. I mean, it was every possession, the crowd was on every pass. It was just probably one of the best high school atmospheres I've been in my life.
Will you try to practice at Minji's this week?
No. I mean, someone called and asked. I think we're just going to stay here.
Yeah.
Thing is, such a short turnaround in 2 days. I think it's less for me and my personal beliefs with the team. It's less about physical stuff now. It's more mental. It's the walkthrough. It's the preparation, keys to the game, things that you can try to take away. I mean, we're not going to change anything we do. You know, everything. And once you get in the playoffs, for us, is predicated on defensively how we're going to handle certain things and hopefully things we might can take away from the other team.
All right, Goldsboro comes in 27-3. What do you know about Goldsboro?
You know, they're going to look a lot different than us. We're not the all-airport team. We walk in the gym, and if you didn't know what our record was, you might snicker. We're, you know, a little undersized. We only got one true post guy playing, and he's kind of a hybrid post with Hampton Evans. You know, they're longer. They're athletic. We play a little different than they do, so it should be a good game. I mean, we played them a lot, you know, twice last year. We've seen them in the ECI. It's funny, two teams 30 minutes apart are going 2.5 hours away to play.
That was my next thought, because that is funny. You guys are right down the street from one another, but you have to go a long way to play the game. What will your schedule be like coming up on Thursday? What time will you guys go up and take us through your day?
I think we're going to charter a bus, go get a good bite to eat somewhere around Raleigh. And to get there and early enough, we want to cheer on North Pitt girls. First half, give them a lot of love from our team. It is amazing what you get in those environments. I remember vividly in 2016, North Pitt girls were playing before us. And when they won, they formed a line as we were going out of the Dean Dome tunnel to go in. And those were the last people we high-fived was the North Pitt girls team as they were coming off from the state championship win. And, you know, it's Pitt County comes together. We want to go up there and give them a lot of support and be loud and vocal in the first half and try to get a feel for the atmosphere and then get ready to play at six.
And, you know, when you look at Pitt County with three teams in this deal, I mean, that's amazing enough. And it's some good basketball. I mean, I've had a chance to see North Pitt a couple of times, had a chance to see South Central several times. And those, they play some really, really top-notch basketball. And obviously we all know what Farmville Central does. But it says a lot for Pitt County, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, our girls' basketball has been phenomenal the last 10-year run. You know, when you look at, you know, Farmville had a run with girls basketball and 4 years straight with that crew, and then North Pitt, and then now South Central, what Coach Duck's done there. It's really put Farmville, I mean, Pitt County on the map as far being elite women's basketball.
Coach Larry Willoughby for joining us from Farmville Central. His Jaguars 29-1, taking on Goldsboro at 27-3, and their game is Wednesday night at 6:00. Do you have any idea how many fans you guys are going to be able to take?
I don't. I mean, I've been asked that a lot. I have no. I wish I had a good answer. I know some people will make the trip. You know, the big thing now is you don't want to overlook no one. So our big focus in practice is, you know, our primary concern is Goldsboro. The crowd size is a thing that we can't control. I mean, last year when we played Goldsboro at South Garner, to me it felt like it was 5-1. There was five Goldsboro fans for every Farmville fan. It was unbelievable the support they had. So I imagine that, you know, Goldsboro's going to have a good group up there, and they're vocal. And I believe that just that community in general will support it. I think people who love high school sports will show up, because it's not a bad deal to be able to go see all the regional games for $10. I mean, that's a steal.
Yeah, and that's,
you know, and championship day 15, but, you know, this week is $10. It's a great deal.
I was just talking to Coach Duck about that as an old school guy. That week of the Eastern Regionals being in Greenville, just, you know, Monday, the original, you know, the luncheon to introduce everybody, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the semifinals, and then all day Saturday, and then you had a whole week to prepare for the state championship. And I know some states have gone to this Final Four format, and I'm sure it's going to be, you know, just as wonderful as everything else, but, you know, those Eastern Regional days were fun.
They were. Now, the only thing I am happy about is that week between the state, if you're fortunate enough to get play for a state championship, I call it the longest week in high school sports. I bet you're scared to go live in practice. You don't want to tweak an ankle. You don't want to, you know, jam a finger. You got 5 days to prepare. It's a long 5 days getting ready to play for a state championship. So that is the one of the things, if we do win, that I would for anyone, I tell anyone that I think 2 days is enough. You know what you're going to do offensively. Now, for most teams, it's what you're going to do defensively.
And it's almost like the Super Bowl when you have that 2 weeks. You know, that's a long 2 weeks, and for the Super Bowl, a little different, but still, it is a long, long time. If you guys are able to win Wednesday night, you can stick around and watch that Reidsville-Salisbury game. That should be good too.
The other good thing, Brian, is I ain't got to cut my phone off for 5 days if we do win. I only got to cut it off for two. So, you would be amazed. It would blow your mind the number of times that thing buzzes in that week leading up to that game.
And I bet.
I need one favor.
Just one. That's all they want is one. Farmville Central with a 22-game winning streak going into this matchup with Goldsboro. When you look at the matchup, give us some X's and O's. What are you looking for as far as what you have to do to be effective against Goldsboro?
I think we got to rebound at a high level. You know, they're a very aggressive basketball team. They're going to have some length on us in certain spots. I think we might have overall team speed on them. I think we want to get up and down. And I think they're going to get up and down. And we're going to have to pressure the basketball. You know, I think there's some things that we do well that might hurt them, and there's some things that they do well. They run a very intricate five-out offense, kind of Princeton-like in a way, kind of a hybrid Princeton offense. So there's a lot of handoffs, backdoor cuts, you know, a lot of motion with five guys outside the three-point line. And at any time, one of them guys can just dart backdoor. And they hurt us on it last year. They got up on us, I think, 7 or 8 in the third quarter. And it was a, you know, last year it was the largest deficit we had had the entire year. Then they went up 9, and they really hurt us with that, with their dribble, you know, I call it their 5-out offense. But, you know, there'll be a lot of emphasis on that and, you know, how we're going to defend it this year. And, you know, luckily we got to see it last year, and I saw it on film again this year. I know they're running it. They're probably running it better than they did last year because several of those guys are back. That's going to be the main focus is defensively, what can we do to disrupt them? And I'm sure they're on the flip side. They're probably going to try to do the same thing.
You know, I asked Jeff Crowdock this, and I'll ask you the same type question because obviously it comes to mind. But how hard is it to not, you know, not only not to take it for granted, but just for guys to understand that you just don't put Tarver on your shirt in football and get to the state finals. You don't put Farmville Central on your shirt and get to the state finals. Obviously, you've talked about how hard your team has worked, but how hard is it sometimes to make sure everybody knows that, hey, if we don't go take care of business, we don't get to go to the state finals?
Well, the fans will never get it. You know, they just don't. I mean, they're fans, and I love them. And I, you know, I tell our team, when we go at 7 to 9 o'clock every night, there's nobody in the gym. So we're playing for one another. And when we step on that court, regardless if there's 100 people or there's a sellout crowd like there was Friday night, you know, 30 minutes before we take the floor, we're still playing for one another. And that's got to be the first and foremost thing on their mind, is that you're playing for the guy beside you. And you should be just as excited on Tuesday night as Friday night. And, you know, that's something that we've constantly said the entire year. So it's been beat into their brains. Whether or not it sticks, I hope it does. But it's just forming that camaraderie of a true team, of wanting good for the guy beside you, you know, willing to take a charge, willing to set a screen, willing to make the next pass, you know, things that we chart that are not just total points. You know, the pass that leads to the assist, you know, you know, how many paint touches can you get on offense? If you get a paint touch on offense, you're probably going to be distributing the ball to someone else. Deflections, everything that put the team first. And when you do that, it's amazing. That's why we got almost 6 guys in double figures. Then we got 5 average in double figures and 1 at 9, which is the most diversity we've had in my entire career. And that's what's so good about this group, is that we've had 6 different guys lead us in scoring this year at a certain point.
And that was my next thought. You know, when you think about your ball club, you know, one guy just doesn't, you know, stand out. Like in past years, you've had that one guy that really stood out. Now, MJ can make a point because he's averaging, what, 16 a game. But there's so much diversity on this team. And one night, one guy may be the star. The next night, another guy might be the star.
I mean, JD Daniels has a great year. Hampton Evans, the first 3 playoff games, was unreal. I mean, he was great Friday night, but he had 3 straight 20-point double-double games in the first 3 rounds. Alex Moy, you know, on the road at Washington, had a double-double and led us in scoring and a big win on the road against, you know, to play for first place. Chris Rhodes, yes, led us in scoring. You know, he signed to go to Mount Olive, you know, and he's been coming in as a 6th man. So that just tells you about this basketball team, is that our 6th man is signed to go to Mount Olive on a basketball scholarship.
25th appearance for Farmville Central in the regional championship game, a record of 20-4. That's not bad, is it?
No. And another guy, Tyler Whitehurst, I mean, he had 30 and 1/2.
Yeah?
You know, 30 and 1/2. That's unreal. You should, like, I look back sometimes and I just scratch my head and I'm like, you know, I say, darn, you know, what a performance. So I'm glad we have that diversity, because we're going to need that Wednesday up when we play Goldsboro.
All right, wrapping things up with Coach Larry Williford, what do you have to do well in order to advance to the state finals in this game?
Take care of the basketball. you know, try to get close to 70 possessions on offense. And so that means tempo. We're a tempo based team. We want to play fast. So it's getting close. You know, if we can get up to 80 possessions, that'd be great. But anywhere over 70, I think we're going to be in good shape. And just being solid on the defensive end and rebounding the basketball.
There he is, Larry Williford, his Farmville Central Jaguars 29-1 on the season. Before we let you go, one quick question. When you started this deal, did you ever think you'd have this type of success where they've already decided to name the court after you at Farmville Central, and you're relatively young and you'll be coaching forever? I mean, did you ever think it was going to be this successful?
No, I thought when I got here, you're going to make me emotional. You know, I just come from, you know, being on East Carolina staff with, you know, I came as a GA for Coach Dooley, and then I was lucky enough to get retained by Bill Harrion, who, you know, he said the only reason he retained me is because I look Southern and I talk Southern. So
yeah. None of those three. And you knew where the barbecue restaurants were.
Yeah. And I was the only guy who could keep on staff to have a Southern accent. I thought I'd be here 1 year, Brian, and I thought I'd be right back in Division One. You know, I'd interviewed a couple places. I was a finalist. I got down to me and another guy at NC State back when Herb Sendek was at NC State. And I thought I was, you know, really, even Joe called me and said, pack your bags. He's going to hire you. And so I was surprised when I didn't get the job. But after that, you know, I kind of settled in here and got used to living in a small town. And when I quit looking at that next job, that college job, is really when our basketball program took off. You know, when I fully committed to not worrying about who got fired or who you know, was going to call about maybe a possible interview. When I finally just said, you know, the hell with it. This is it. This is where I'm at. I'm building a house in Farmville. Let's roll. That's when our basketball program took the next step.
Very well said. And that's basically how my career went as well. I was applying to Greensboro, Raleigh, Charlotte. And then at one point I said, you know what? Things are pretty good around here. I think I'm just going to stay here for a while, and it'll be 40 years in October. So it works for some of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I've had chances to leave. I mean, I've had chances to go back to the Division One level, but it's not a good atmosphere for a family. It's very tough on families. So I weighed the options. You know, the last time I got offered to leave, and you know, I just said, you know what, I got a good deal here. You know, this is a great place to raise a family. I got a great administration that embraces athletics, understands the importance of it, and there's a whole lot more to it than just the status of being at Division One or the paycheck.
Well said again. Larry Williford joining us from Farmville Central. Coach, we'll let you go. Best of luck, Farmville Central and Goldsboro Wednesday night, 6 o'clock from Winston-Salem. And hopefully next week maybe we'll be talking about another state championship at Farmville Central.
Well, I hope to see you down in Wake Forest this week.
Yeah, we're hoping to get there. The plan right now is I'm trying to go Wednesday, but we're trying to figure out, you know, with all this other tournament action going on, you know, with East Carolina and the ACC, we're trying to figure out how we can do everything. But one of us will certainly be there, maybe both of us from Channel 9, but we certainly look forward to following the Jaguars.
Okay. Take care, Brian. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Larry Williford from Farmville Central joining us. We'll take another commercial break. Coming up next, Antoine Bittman, head coach at North Pitt, when our show continues after this.
Papa John's, we know our stuff.
So try our newest cheesy calzone epic stuffed crust pizza, made with a blend of ricotta and mozzarella, hand stuffed into that Papa John's fresh, never frozen original dough. Get it for a limited time only at Papa John's.
Hey, Pirate fans, Papa John's is the MVP move for game day or any day. Place your order online at papajohns.com and sign up for Papa Rewards. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Go Pirates!
Turkey, ham, bacon, these and other meats are great around the holidays and every other day, but they all leave behind grease when you cook them, and grease is a real pain in the drain. When you pour grease down a drain, it cools and can clog sewer lines. That can lead to sewer spills, which are messy, bad for the environment, and can also be expensive. Never pour grease down the drain. Instead, collect it in a container like a used soup can or jar. Let it cool and throw it away in the trash. Together, we can protect our sewer system and the environment. For more information, go to GUC.com.
Is your mouth watering yet? We know that juicy, cheesy, grilled to perfection burger sounds amazing, but it does sound like something is missing. Pepsi, baby! The yin to this burger's yang, burgers and Pepsi go together like, well, like burgers and Pepsi. This perfect blending of flavors makes every bite of lettuce, every sesame seed on the bun, and every sip of that crisp, refreshing, ice-cold cola a journey to Foodtopia. Hit me with the sound effects again. Ladies, gentlemen, if you're feeling the way I'm feeling, we should both go get us a piece of that cheesy, beefy perfection with a delicious, refreshing Pepsi. Burgers, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
This March, Moore's Barbecue has teamed up with Pepsi to bring you the ultimate combo experience, the Carolina Classic. Sink your teeth into our succulent dark chicken combo served with our signature barbecue, two sides, piping hot hush puppies, and a free ice-cold Pepsi, courtesy of Moore's Barbecue and Pepsi.
We filled the trucks so you'll save big bucks during the Lazy Boy Truckload Sale at Bostic Sug Furniture. Look for the Lazy Boy truck in our parking lot. It's filled with Lazy Boy furniture at huge savings. Take advantage of big rig discounts of up to 50% off Lazy Boy recliners and motion sofas, Lazy Boy stationary furniture, leather, sectionals, and chairs. But quantities are limited. There's no reorders, no rain checks. So roll in before these savings roll out during the Lazy Boy truckload sale at Bostic Sug Furniture.
It's bow time. Chicken or biscuits? That's an impossible choice. How can you decide between Bojangles' perfectly crispy, boldly seasoned chicken or their fluffy, made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits? Well, the good news is you don't have to. With a Cajun chicken filet biscuit, you get the best of both worlds. An all-white meat chicken breast marinated with a bold blend of seasonings and served up on a fluffy, golden buttermilk biscuit. When it comes to real-deal Southern flavor, there's no reason you can't have it all. Order a Cajun chicken filet biscuit today. It's bow time.
This is CJ Mayhew, and you're listening to Pirate Radio, the voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community-owned utilities mean local control, low rates, and high reliability. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back on this Monday. Getting you set for regional championship week in high school basketball. State finals set for Friday and Saturday in this new format, the Final Four format by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. North Pitt's girls, they are 27-3 on the season, and they are all set to take on Seaforth coming up on Wednesday at 4 o'clock in their game. And their fine coach, Antoine Pittman, joins us live. And, Coach, congratulations on a great season so far.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
When you look at what you've got ahead of you with Seaforth, what do you see as far as the Hawks go? They're 28-3. What kind of scouting report do you have?
They're well coached. They're very disciplined. They're not going to beat themselves. So we want to make sure that we just, you know, take care of every possession and, you know, put them in some situations offensively that's going to give their defense some trouble.
You know, we were talking to some folks, and they said, you know, North Pitt's blessed to have a McDonald's All-American in Zamaria Jones. And I made the comment that, heck, he may have two McDonald's All-Americans on that squad. Jordan Speller is just a freshman, and she's outstanding, isn't she?
Yes, she is. I definitely agree with that sentiment. Jordan is a special talent that, you're blessed to coach someone like Z, and then you turn around and I get Jordan Speller. I must have been doing something right in life to, you know, be blessed like that.
So. Yeah, you must be. I'm telling you what, those two, they can not only play, but both of them, you know, when you watch the highlights, they both make everybody else on the floor better, don't they?
Yes, I mean, They love sharing the ball. They just love winning. That's what winners do. You know, make everybody else around them better to achieve the ultimate goal. And you know, they're not selfish. They're great people. You know, great for family that they come from. So you know, it's just a blessing. I have both of them.
When you look at your schedule that you've played so far this year with that 27-3 record, you've played some pretty good teams. How is that going to help you when you go to the regional finals?
It's definitely going to help us a lot. We schedule tough. Of course, we, you know, always play South Central. Coach Duck, you know, always has his group ready to go. And then with the 4A schools that we scheduled, we figured that we could, you know, we don't have a lot of size on this side of the state. So with the 4A, you know, us scheduling them, you know, they'll kind of prepare us for, you know, the C-Force of the world and other teams built like them.
Talk about some of the other players you have on your team, because as we said, you know, Zamaria and Jordan both do such a good job of making everybody else better, but you've got some other talented players.
Yes, Zion Lightfoot, she's a sophomore, 6'1" sophomore, post presence, great kid, tough player, averages double-double usually each game. Kanae Edwards, she's another senior leader. We actually didn't have her last year. She had an ACL injury, so she didn't get to play C4th last year, so we're blessed to have her back as well. And Johnny's Chance, defensive-minded senior, you know, kind of do all, put her hard hat on and go to work.
When you look at this format this year, Coach, are you a fan of going to Winston-Salem? I was talking to Coach Williford, talking to Coach Duck earlier, and just, you know, said I was an old-school guy that really enjoyed the regionals being in Greenville. And that week, you know, the Eastern semifinals all week long, and then that big, you know, long Saturday of championship games for the East. Then you had the week, you know, to prepare for the state finals. I love that format, and I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how this one goes, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the old format had us playing three games in 1 week. And I felt like last year we got kind of beat up because we had some great competition. It was, we played Hertford County, Southwest Onslow, and Northeastern in the same week. And, I felt that, you know, by the time we got to the regional finals, you know, with 1 day of rest between those games, like we just didn't have enough juice. So, as of right now, I love this format because it gives our student athletes time to rest and recuperate and, you know, and get ready for the game ahead.
What will your schedule be like on game day on Wednesday? How early will you guys go up?
We'll leave North Pitt at 8:45. So we'll leave North Pitt at 8:45. We'll probably stop somewhere around the Raleigh area, shoot around, and then get to Wake Forest.
Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Have you ever been there?
No, sir, I haven't. I've been to the football stadium, but I haven't been to the basketball coliseum, so I'm excited to see it.
East Carolina played North Carolina in the NCAA tournament. Was that 1993? I think it was there when the Coliseum was pretty new at that point. And it's hard to believe it's as old as it is, but I still think of it as a new venue, the home of the Wake Forest Demon Deacons and just the crown jewel of Winston-Salem as far as concerts go and basketball and that kind of thing. It's very, very nice Coliseum. I think you'll certainly enjoy it. Will you get a chance to practice anywhere else to get ready, like that big arena type thing?
No, we reached out to East Carolina, but you know they're out on the road and some logistics items. So we're just gonna keep it norm. We're gonna stop up, like I said, in Raleigh and practice at a venue. But we're just gonna have to compete. We played at bigger venues during the John Wall, so you know Broughton was pretty big and had a crazy environment. So our girls are going to be prepared to play in any place they play in.
In scouting C4th, your opponent, Gabby White, 15.8 points per game, 7.9 rebounds, 2.9 assists. So it looks like C4th pretty much goes through Gabby White.
Yes, she's a dynamic player. You know, she's highly recruited as well as a junior. But we're just going to have to limit, you know, her impact on the game. She impacts the game. She makes everybody around her better. She's a vocal leader. I mean, you just see it pops off the screen. So we definitely have to limit her impact on the game.
I talked to Coach Williford about this, and I'll ask you kind of a similar question. But, you know, when you play a team like this year, West Craven, and you dominated West Craven, you know, three times previously, and then you get a chance to play them another time with the chance to go to the Eastern Finals, how hard is it for the girls to understand that it's a completely different game? You can't just go out there and roll the balls out and win. Although, you know, you were down too early, I think, and after one, but you came back and won by 37. But how hard is it to convince the girls of that?
Well, I think it just starts from, you know, a coach's mindset. You know, we prepare for West Craven each time we played them like it was the first time. You know, the girls kind of did a great job of not referring to the last game, but taking this game as a new game. And then especially with a chance to go to regionals, you know, it was one game, winner take all, so you can't have any slip-ups. So, You know, I think that, you know, last year kind of showed us different to approach it a little bit differently. And, you know, preparation, and our girls did a great job of doing that against West Gray.
I don't know if you heard or not, but Coach Williford was on, and he said that his team is going to get there early enough to cheer your girls on. And he talked about the fact that I forget which year he said, but the I think it was a state championship game one year. North Pitt's girls were there to cheer Farmville Central on. They actually formed a tunnel for Farmville Central to go through on their way to the court. And to me, it just kind of showed you that Pitt County kind of rallies together, and Pitt County's got some really good basketball. And three teams heading to Winston-Salem this week speaks volumes.
Right. I already told our guy driving us up that we're definitely going to stay for the Farmers game and support those guys. I wish we could support Coach Duck and his girls on tomorrow. But, you know, we'll be back here getting prepared. But we will be locked in, you know, supporting back from here.
Yeah, that's well said, and I'll tell you what, it really does the heart good when you see some of the sportsmanship around the nation and how it is, how it's gone south for you guys to battle on the court when you do, because I know South Central and North Pitt girls basketball had to be, you know, just a great game during the season, but when you get through that and you get on a chance to beat up on some other folks and head to the regional finals and then hopefully the state finals for your club. Before we let you go, Coach, what has to go right for your team to advance coming up this week?
We just have to play our pace, protect the basketball, and lock in defensively. And if we do those three things, I feel really good about Wednesday.
All right, there you go. Wednesday at 4 o'clock at Seaforth and North Pitt's ladies. North Pitt at 27-3, Seaforth at 28-3, Wednesday at 4 o'clock for that tip-off. Coach, best of luck to your ladies, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you when we get to Winston-Salem. I know we'll have at least one of us will be there. Hopefully we'll have two on Wednesday, so we'll look forward to that.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
All right, Antoine Pittman, head coach at North Pitt. His Panthers 27-3 on the season, and they have two outstanding players in Zamaria Jones, who's a McDonald's All-American, and a freshman, Jordan Speller, just outstanding basketball players. We'll take our final commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up this edition of the Brian Bailey Show for you coming up after this.
Save a load on a new John Deere compact utility tractor and loader from Quality Equipment. It's never been easier to get the best brand on the market at an unbeatable cash price or with great financing at our lowest ever monthly payment. Now is the time to get that tractor package you've been dreaming of to get your next job done right. Stop by one of our 36 locations in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, or visit us online at qualityequip.com.
When you walk through the doors of Villa Verde, you'll experience the sights, sounds, and smells of authentic Dominican flavors. This is Jay from Villa Verde inviting you to come by and try one of our amazing empanadas, our famous red snappers, grouper bites, seafood paella, Cuban sandwiches, and much, much more. Relax on the patio with a fresh mojito or a cold beer while enjoying one of our out-of-this-world desserts, like our rum pineapple cake or our famous tres leches. Villa Verde on 10th Street, a platform for good and a proud supporter of the Pirate Nation.
Be sure to check out David Price Construction for all of your commercial or custom residential renovation and building needs. Run by ECU alumni, David Price Construction specializes in commercial projects, maintenance on facilities, and large-scale residential renovations and additions. Proud to be voted the Remodeler of the Year by the Home Builders Association of Raleigh-Wake County in 2018 and Best Business Commercial Remodel Project winner for 2020. David Price Construction, the proud ECU Home Services partner.
Hey, Pirate Nation, this is proud ECU graduate and former baseball player Brandon Manning inviting you to join my team at Farm Bureau Insurance. Right now is a good time to review your coverage with a local trusted agent like me. I will make myself available before or after business hours, and my clients always have my cell phone number if they need anything. From home, auto, or life, give me a call today and let's talk about your insurance coverage and about the Pirates. Call 531-1812 and go Pirates!
The convenience of Pitt Greenville Airport is waiting just outside your front door. Service is back, so you're connected to destinations worldwide through flights from American Airlines. Plan your next trip. Book your flights today at flypgv.com or aa.com.
Good news, business travelers. PGV and American Airlines has added a new early morning flight available now. Book today at aa.com and be on time for that connection in Charlotte. Fast, convenient, and close to home, PGV has American flights perfect for your next trip. PGV, where the pirates fly.
Pirate Radio March Madness is back. Listen to Pirate Radio Live from 3 to 6 this week for your chance to be one of the 64 lucky winners of a free lunch combo courtesy of Cucinella's in Greenville. If your team makes a tournament run to the Final Four, you can win another $50 or $100 gift card from Cucinella's. Listen to win thanks to Cucinella's Midtown across from Best Buy, Downtown across from Sub Dogs, and on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, if it isn't the pirate captain.
Pirate Radio.
The beard's looking great, my man.
The voice of the pirate nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, working for our community, not for shareholders. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show as we wrap things up on this edition of The Brian Bailey Show. Big day in North Carolina because sports betting is now legal and live, and my favorite sports bettor is Clip Brock. He's going to talk about his excitement right now. He's got a grin on his face, and he's ready to go. He's betting on he's betting on some elementary school right now.
I can't even start to explain what I've been doing during your show, Bailey.
Yeah, I bet.
But I've got like a conspiracy wall here.
Wow.
All my
look at that.
I got a lot going on.
Yeah, you do. Well, I know you weren't producing. I'm just kidding.
My head wasn't in your game.
Well, that's okay. Everybody got on schedule, and we didn't have any screw-ups with him. Yeah, it was fine. Next Monday, we'll be off for the John Gordon Pirate Club luncheon, and then we will reconvene on Tuesday with our show, and we'll probably be talking brackets because the brackets will be out, so we'll try to get some resident experts on that. But the Pirate Radio Luncheon with John Gordon set for Monday. Looking forward to that. That's going to be outstanding. He's going to throw out the first pitch, by the way, on Sunday for East Carolina Pirate Baseball. All right, speaking of East Carolina Pirate Athletics, Pirate Baseball at UNC Wilmington coming up tomorrow night, always a big deal. The women are about to tip it off, 3 minutes away from tip-off with the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Tulsa, the top seed in East Carolina after winning on Sunday, getting past Memphis, advancing. So they're getting ready to play in a couple of minutes. And the men also play Tulsa, and that's a Thursday afternoon start at 12:30. Both of those games for basketball down in Fort Worth, Texas at Dickies Arena.
You look at most 9-1 matchups, Bailey, you think the one is favored by 5, 10, 15. This one's like a one-point spread.
Is it really?
One and a half. You did beat them at home.
So Tulsa's only a 1.5-point favorite to beat East Carolina as a 1-9. Yeah, that's kind of surprising right there. And some of that has to do, I guess, with, you know, the Pirates had so much success last year in the tournament and went all the way for the championship.
And I don't think there's a big front runner in this one.
There's not. And usually, you know, back in the day, there was UConn. It was always, you know, UConn was going to win it. It's just been a while. South Florida had a little bit of run like that, too, that they were the best team. But this year, I think you've got, you know, a whole bunch of teams that could win this thing. And East Carolina most certainly is one of those. I know Mike Schwartz was disappointed with the way his ball club finished the season with the Charlotte game. They were, you know, they were right in that thing, and so many times this season we saw, you know, something similar where down the stretch they just couldn't come through with what they needed to win the basketball game. But you know, he's got a basketball team that can maybe pull an upset or two.
Well, I was disappointed too. I don't know if anybody cares,
but yeah,
I was disappointed on Saturday as well. Hopefully they can go, and they beat Tulsa in the regular season.
Yeah.
So, you know, they could go win a game like they did last year in the tournament.
Congratulations to Cliff Godwin and company. They come through with a 3-game sweep on the road. Enjoyed watching that series with Liberty. That's a nice – Liberty's got a really – they're a really good team to be – well, are they now 5-10? Didn't they start the weekend 5-7, I think? But I think they're a lot better than that. But that was they were three good games, and Pirates played good baseball, so that was fun.
The bullpen is back. We will be talking to – Wyatt Lunsford Shankman, yeah. Jacob Jenkins Coward, and Ryan McChrystal. McChrystal hitting his first bomb.
And your ace intern, Danny Beal, looked good.
Looking good. Last two performances.
Yeah, very good. Glad to see that because I know, you know, those guys, they don't want to go out there and not get the job done, and they certainly got the job done this week for sure. Right, that's going to conclude our show. I want to thank our coaches for being with us. Robert Duck at South Central, Antoine Pittman at North Pitt, Larry Williford at Farmville Central. Best of luck to our teams from Pitt County headed to the regional finals this week, and with a win they will be playing for state championships Friday and Saturday in that Final Four format from the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. We'll see you next week, and it'll be on Tuesday next week with the Brian Bailey Show. Have a great week, everybody.
The Angus Grill, Bostic Sug, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Gavigan Insurance, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Pepsi, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.